Good afternoon. It's 5:06. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Samantha Morrill.
And I'm Tanner Boyd.
In less than an hour, polls close in Kentucky's primary election.
A state representative has passed away early into their first term.
A local organization has received federal grant money.
Some major road work is underway in Estill County.
And we get an update on the MSU women's basketball team.
There's a chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight with a low around 52 degrees. We'll have a look at your region's extended weather forecast after this news.
Rowan County voters headed out to the polls today for the primary election. Among the races on the ballot are the Republican nomination for governor, as well as two Democrats on the ticket going up against incumbent Governor Andy Beshear. Also looking to get votes are candidates for Commissioner of Agriculture, Secretary of State, and State Treasurer.
With about 4 hours to go earlier this afternoon, Rowan County officials announced turnout across the county's 18 precincts was at approximately 11%. 10 precincts are set up in the Moorhead Conference Center. Republican voter Scott Wallace was there to, as he put it, try to get all the wokeness out of Kentucky.
People get what they sit back and let happen. They need to get out and make a difference.
As a whole, Kentucky is expected to see a 12-13% turnout. Democrat Louise Mason was voting in Moorhead today. She says those numbers are sad.
We have the freedom we have, you know, to vote. We have the right to vote, and it's almost like those few of us who do have more power because other people stay home. I mean, it's quick and easy, you know, especially on a day like today when hardly anybody's here.
84-year-old Jean Holland was casting a ballot today. She says she's voted in nearly every election she could over the years.
I always vote. That's one thing that we've got a privilege of doing. And I think everyone should come out to vote if they're able. I try to if I'm able.
Many Kentucky counties switched over to a voting center model during the pandemic and have made it a standard in their communities since. Rowan County Clerk Elwood Cottle Jr. says he hopes this is the last election where Rowan voters have to report to a specific location in order to vote in their precinct races.
I plan on hopefully this November being that way. I will hopefully have four different polling locations that you will be able to go to and vote anywhere in the county at those four locations.
Cottle says it all depends on if the county is able to secure the printers needed for that kind of setup.
I asked Jean Holland what she thought about a change like that after her decades of voting in Kentucky elections.
How do you feel about that change?
Well, it might be more convenient.
There's less than an hour left to cast a vote today. Anyone in line when polls close at 6 will be allowed to vote.
With voting underway for the Kentucky 2023 primary election, Madison County voters are also posed with the question of whether they want the county to be wet or dry. Wesley Brown is the co-owner of Apollo Pizza, which has a location in a dry area of northern Madison County. He tells WYMT the dry areas of Madison County hold the community back, making him passionate about the subject as a business owner.
Property values should rise once this goes wet. Suddenly the real estate is more attractive because it's wet. Where we're standing, I can drive 2 miles into Fayette County and I can drink at a restaurant.
As of now, the city of Richmond is entirely wet and Berea is moist, meaning restaurants can sell alcohol by the drink, but there aren't any liquor stores.
On Sunday, State Representative and Lexington native Lamine Swan passed away due to a medical emergency. Swan was just elected to his first term in November of 2022. Both Representative George Brown Jr. and Representative Chad Aull grew close to Swan while working together in the General Assembly. All tells WKYT he grew to know Swan on a more personal level by being at his side advocating in the community.
Lamine's been a close personal friend of mine for a long, long time, and for him to aspire to public service and then finally achieve that goal just this last year, get to serve in the General Assembly for one term, and then to pass upon a so close to adjournment is just, it's just heartbreaking and devastating.
Swan will be remembered by many across the Commonwealth for his inclusivity and nonstop service to the public. We'll have a look at more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from Coffee Tree Books and the Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop, promoting literacy and reading in the MSPR listening area since 1978. Coffee Tree Books, where books are ordered every day and special orders can be accommodated, featuring a variety of gifts, locally made crafts, education materials, and a yarn shop, a community bookstore located at 159 East Main Street in Moorhead. Coffee Tree Books and the Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop are open Monday through Saturday, online, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
A local organization serving several area counties received some federal grant money. WMKY's Ethan Jenkins has the story.
The Appalachian Regional Commission is giving $100,000 to the Gateway Area Development District. Gateway serves Rouen, Bath, Menifee, Morgan, and Montgomery counties. The recently announced funds come through the Ready Local Development District's program. The ARC recently launched the Ready LLDs program to support initiatives in Appalachian communities. This particular award is funded through the bipartisan infrastructure law. The money will be used to increase staffing and capacity in the district to leverage federal funds and technical assistance through existing programs. Gateway Executive Director Joshua Farrow says the district will use the funds to further its mission and help local government organizations carry out impactful projects by increasing access to federal, state, and local funding sources. For WMKY News, I'm Ethan Jenkins.
Ohio has joined a growing number of Republican-led states moving to restrict citizens' ability to bypass lawmakers through ballot initiatives. A resolution passed last week will ask Ohio voters in August to boost the threshold for passing constitutional amendments to 60% instead of a simple majority. Voters in Idaho, Missouri, and North Dakota also could see Republican-backed ballot questions that seek to limit direct democracy next year.
A major roadway in eastern Kentucky is now under construction. WMKY's Hallie Adams reports the first stages are set to be done by the first of next month.
Work on the federally funded Highway Safety Improvement Program on Kentucky 82 in Estill County began this week. As the main link between Estill and Powell counties, the road carries between 3,400 and 3,700 vehicles every day. The first part of the project is tree removal, which is underway now. The crews will work to resurface the road between the Kentucky 89 intersection and the Powell County line. A half-mile section of the route will be realigned as well. Officials say drivers will see traffic disruption through the entirety of the project and should watch for flaggers and follow traffic control directions. Updates to the project will be available on Highway District 10's Facebook page. Most of the project should be complete by mid-November this year. Transportation officials say the final completion date is May 31st, 2024. For WMKY, I'm Hallie Adams.
A traveling roadshow plans to be at Owensboro Technical Community College on June 13th to create change to Medicaid, K-CHIP, SNAP, and other public assistance programs. The series, called Thrive KY, aims to educate community health workers, legal aid professionals, librarians, social workers, and others working directly in communities on the public safety net. Brenda Rosen is with the National Association of Social Workers of Kentucky. She says social workers can especially benefit from learning more on the available resources.
The goals are to bring to regions across the state an opportunity to learn more about updated policies, impact on everything from housing and food insecurity to talking about the importance of mental health.
The Ohio Valley River Institute reports around 60% of eastern Kentuckians affected by last summer's floods make $30,000 a year or less.
The Lawrence County Public Library is set to begin their summer feeding program on May 23rd. Those with the library expect around 20,000 USDA-sponsored hot meals to be served throughout this summer, as they served 13,000 meals in 2022. Program coordinator Deanna Ferris tells WYMT kids can enjoy the summer months at the library all day.
A program in the morning, you can have breakfast, then do a program, then have lunch, and then do another program. So you can virtually be here all day do something different every day and still be able to eat.
Hot meals will be provided at 9 a.m. and 12 p.m. For more information, visit the library's website at lcplky.org.
Many foster youths transitioning to adulthood are getting left behind when trying to obtain a college degree and other resources. New data from the Annie E. Casey Foundation shows that in 2021, 12% of youths with experience in foster care in Ohio were enrolled in college or technical school. Just 4% accessed financial assistance. Director and Chief of Police at Wright State University, Kurt Holden, is a former foster youth. He says graduating college and receiving a master's degree was a difficult but rewarding journey.
Graduating college gave me a sense of accomplishment, kind of broke that glass ceiling. Because when I was in foster care, I was told that there was a 97% failure rate. I was able to have some stability with housing and food down the road, and I was able to succeed. It opened up a lot of doors.
The waiver for foster and adopted children waives the tuition and mandatory fees at any public college or university. Morehead State is among those institutions.
Support for MSPR comes from Downtown Morehead Incorporated, presenting Roots Music Weekend May 26th and 27th in Downtown Morehead. Live music starts at 5 p.m. each day. Friday's showcase includes Albert Lloyd and Reister, T.D. Young, Shelby Lore Band, and Magnolia Boulevard. Saturday features Brett and Donnie, The Gens, Wolfpin Branch, and Kyle Fields. Roots Music Weekend at 5 p.m. on Friday, May 26th and Saturday, May 27th in downtown Morehead.
A Texas native has decided to continue her career with the Morehead State University women's basketball team. WMKY's Greg Jenkins reports.
Skylar Barnes, a 5'9" guard from Lancaster, Texas, is set to continue her athletic and academic career with Morehead State women's basketball. Barnes averaged 9.5 points and 3.8 rebounds in two seasons at Blinn College for head coach Jeff Jenkins. Barnes helped lead her squad to a 31-4 record last season, including rattling off 18 consecutive wins and a berth into the NJCAA Women's Basketball Championship round for only the second time in program history. In her time at Blinn College, Barnes amassed 59 wins and the first two Region 14 co-championships in school history. The Texas native was also a vital part of Blinn's Region 14 Tournament Championship in 2022, where she was named to the All-Tournament Team, an honor repeated in 2023. Reporting for WMKY Sports, I'm Greg Jenkins.
And taking a look at the weather forecast for the WMKY listening area, tomorrow some patchy fog in the morning, otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 75. Tomorrow night clear with a low around 46. Thursday, sunny with a high near 80. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 57. Friday, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 4 p.m. Mostly sunny with a high near 80 degrees.
And that will do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today we had help from WMKY's Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, Ethan Jenkins, Annabelle Peterman, and Hallie Adams. Our theme music is composed and performed by Allison Brown. This is Morehead State Public Radio, WMKY Morehead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Tanner Boyd and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Samantha Morrill for WMKY News. Now, back to All Things Considered.